coming live from the fast lane, 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. This is Hardcast on the fly, cruising down to Eternal Weekend. I am Bradley Stone. I am joined by
Billy Mills Curran. What's up? This is a special day zero of Eternal Weekend travel podcast. This is a little bonus episode we're recording. We're also joined by he's got the mic.
We are joined by Jay Still and
Nick Mayo.
Nick Mayo, who you cannot hear.
You can maybe hear me now.
Well, you gotta hold the mic.
How close do I have to hold the mic?
About as far as I'm holding it from face is
I'm
where you want to be.
This far away from my face.
Nicholas Mayo is unbanned for the weekend from Hardcast as we bring to you live, raw, uncut, unfiltered, unadulterated, pornographic material.
So after day 71 of being locked in a dog cage, Billy Mills Curran slammed open the door and said, "Nick, we're going to Pittsburgh." And he let me out and let me on the podcast.
Very gracious.
If we're doing this pornographic style, I can't help because I am cut.
Jay's parents will not allow him to be on this episode, so we're just going to have to beep him out so that we don't get canceled.
Yeah, get to it, Ben.
What the fuck should we talk about, Billy, who wanted to do this?
The goal is that we're going to do like a little bonus episode while we're at EW. It just seems like a fun little piece of content. But yeah, we're in a car. We're in somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Bumfuck middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania.
We are currently in the middle. I'm certain Pennsylvania has very nice parts, but we're not in them right now. Yeah. Just driving around on our way to EW.
Making some hardline, hard-hitting, fast-action content right now. A+. This will probably never get released.
Thank God.
Will maybe be released as a holiday bonus, or maybe we'll just do it because
Let's just put it out tonight.
We're not even going to cut it. Nope. Ben's not going to edit any audio levels.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like shit.
Yeah, surely that'll go great.
Yeah.
So what we got going on is we got just only 1 p.m. event a day, which kind of blows. We are going to go to the Rogue Rochester Royals PM event, that's for sure. So I'm going to be playing Four Color Terrorgeddon because Red Elemental Blast is hot. Might be trying out a City of Traitors and trying to put out early Exalted Angels, but we'll see how that works out. Brad, what events are you playing?
All PM events, playing some Legacy here and there, just no plan for the weekend, going with the flow. I guess I'm joining you guys at the brewery.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you playing in Legacy?
I'm playing Beans in Legacy.
Beans.
Mono Red Stompy. Maybe a little Initiative if I really want to get destroyed. I don't know. What are you playing, Nick? What's going on with you?
I'm going to be playing in the Legacy Champs. I'm going to go O2 on Creative Control and then play PM for the rest of the weekend.
What are you playing in PM?
What do you think I'm playing in PM?
I think you're going to play Mono Blue Dreadnought.
I am going to be playing Mono Green Dreadnought.
Ooh, spicy.
No, I'll be playing Elves, as always.
With Dreadnought in it?
With Dreadnought in it.
Hell
I'm
going to
put out 12 1-1s and then sack them all and land a Dreadnought.
Sick. He's going to pump his team with Kamal, so only has to sacrifice four creatures.
Oh, dude, activate Kamal, play Dreadnought.
Jay Still, what are you on for this weekend? Even though you're not on this podcast. Right.
So, I brought like 6 decks. I'm going to be playing Pre-Modern. I brought White Weenie. I brought Land Still, obviously. I brought the cards to swap that out to Tide Control. I brought Red Green Ponza Oath. And I think that's it for PM. I also brought Modern because I'm fucked in the head. So I'm going to be playing some of the re-CQs with Boros Energy, obviously, because the deck is absolutely cracked in that format, and it's ridiculous to play anything else.
Jay notably is our little RCQ grinder.
I am.
Little guy getting on the Pro Tour.
Yeah, in my dreams. And what else did I bring? Did I bring anything else? I did bring Legacy. I have lands on me, but I'm probably not going to be playing any Legacy.
What about the welcome event, the free one?
Maybe. See what.
I'll probably go play that.
Yeah, see what time it is.
It's free $99.
Yeah.
Hard to beat the price.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend to have absolutely. So, like, last year I played both the Legacy Champs and the Vintage Champs, and it was fun, but it was a lot. I haven't prepared for either format this year, so I'm like, you know what, screw it. Let's just do side events and chill and enjoy the Magic, or enjoy the Gathering part of Magic the Gathering, not the Magic part.
And now we are going to play 20 Questions live.
Oh, my favorite game.
No, we're not.
Thank God.
We're actually going to interview Nick. Nick, first question, what gives you the right?
What gives me the right?
Second question, what the fuck?
Third question, who do you think you are?
Fourth question, how dare you?
Any response? Damn, that interview sucked.
You guys are holding priority. You didn't let me answer.
Yeah, this is unscripted, so this is kind of a shit episode.
I think it's our best one yet.
Okay. I disagree.
Low standards.
Hardcast disagree.
Hardcast disagree.
Don't get it. What's the joke?
So what we are going to be doing is we're going to go to this Rochester Royals Rogue event. It's going to be at a brewery. They're holding a little Rogue 4-rounder, which is it's pretty cool. It is overlapping with one of the PM events, which is kind of a bummer because Card Titan won't release the schedule until it's too late, which is very frustrating. But yeah.
We played in it last year. Nicholas Mayonnaise came in first on Elves.
Yeah, I had the sickest bracket, dude. I went bye. Then I played Jay on Landstill, yeah, which is a bye.
It was a homie scoop.
And then I...
sounds like some collusion.
And then I played Ben Landstillers of the Impulse crew and played Landstill again. So I won the Devourer, had everyone sign it.
Beat all of the Tier 1 decks.
There was a lot of Landstill last year, dude. I played Landstill, like...
It was a good deck last year.
I played, like 8 times last year. I remember over the entire weekend. It was crazy.
Wasn't there, like, 8 people at the Rochester thing last year?
Yes.
And, like, 3 Landstill?
Yeah. There was, like, 3 Landstill in that room. No, I think there was 9 because there was a bye, because I had the bye. So.
It was the first time that I played Crazy Carl, and we had super grindy games when he was on Feb, and I was playing ancient version of Terrageddon. With werebears and shit like that.
Yeah, that's the first time I met Carl and then some of the Rochester guys like Moses and Alex and Eric. All those guys, all cool people. I think Eric was on Sly. I remember there was a mono green or green white Tron list.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
I played a 15 minute game.
Yeah, it was them. Jay played the longest game ever against it.
Mirari's Wake.
I think he had a Mirari's Wake, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That seems tronny. Yeah.
Billy's navigating some stressful turns right now. Billy, what do you have to say for yourself?
I think we should talk about the tournament in New Hampshire, and we should talk about my crushing victory at ELDs for the monthly.
Yeah. So, Billy, you started at 0-2.
Yeah, so hang on. So, what ended up happening was we went to an ELD monthly. It was me. Who else showed up? Nick, you were there, right?
I was not there. I was.
Was I the only? Jay, you were there.
I was there. I scooped you in top 4.
Trent was there.
You did not scoop to me. Trent was there.
I gave you the homie scoop in top 4. I gave you the homie scoop. I was like, oh, you have a better matchup in the finals, so I'll scoop to you in top 4.
I don't. I think I beat you. I think I beat you just straight up.
I don't. Sorry. I don't remember that.
So okay. So
I don't think that happened.
So I brought 4 color Terrigan. It's basically Brad built a very compelling deck that had a historical weakness to go wide, and it has been quite good. He's won a lot with it.
Deck is flawless, has never had any weaknesses whatsoever. Please proceed.
However, I think that Pyroclasm and E-Plague are roughly equivalent. You can make arguments for a lot of different cases, but they're both like against go wide. And I'm like, huh, if I play red, then I can lean on Rithsgrove and play Pyroclasm and Red Blast in the sideboard. and I went 0-2. But it was a 5-round tournament, and I didn't really... I was there to, like, hang out with my friends. I lost to Madness and Metalworker combo.
Was that Trent?
Yeah, it was Trent. What did I do? He went, like, City of Traders. No, he went, like, Land, and I went Wasteland, and then he went, like... he went Soul Land, Mindstone, and then didn't play... And then I went... I don't know what happened, but there was a point where he had only a Metalworker, and I was like, all right, let's see what you got. And then he showed 7 artifacts for 14 mana. And so that was the end of that game. And I went 0-2, but I wanted to play. I wanted to learn about my deck. And then I won out. and I was in 9th, probably actually truly honestly in like 11th place. And then at the conclusion of... this Swiss, I think I was in 10th, and whoever was gonna come in 9th went home. And then Nick Pinn had like a real life need to leave, and was like, hey, and I was like, he's like, I should just like take the prizing and then just leave. And I'm like, no, you should drop right now and then tell the TO. And because of that, I went from like 10th place to 8th place, and then I won out. I played against Replenish, which was really good. Meddling Mage does work there. There's a lot of conversations now about, like, the thing is my mana base has 3 ports, and with Meddling Mage, it's pretty strong against Replenish. I'm playing 4 Geddens, and then I play against Jay. How was our match? Do you remember, Jay?
You got it game 1, I believe. It was a grindy game 1, where I think you Geddened twice.
Yeah.
Game 2... was pretty... never really got off the ground. Never really managed to get in me. And game 3, I think you just kind of did the thing very quickly, and it was the least interesting of the games.
Yep. What were you playing, Jay?
Yeah, well, yeah, I should say... Well, I was playing land still. I guess I can talk on this in a second, but...
you want to talk about land still on this podcast? Boring!
I want to talk about how absolutely unplayable the deck is.
Hot take.
I don't even think it's a hot take. I mean...
I'm just the soundboard right now.
Yeah, that's fair. But, like, I don't know. Do you want to finish your story, Billy? Yeah. What'd you play in the finals?
Yeah, thank you. And then I played the finals against Black-White Control, which I don't think is very winnable. I did play against another Black-White Control player where they had 2 flipped Angels against my Terrivore, and I was losing the race. And it was a very long, grindy game. And then they made a land drop, and I made a land drop, and then Geddened, and was able to crack back with Terror for Xaxes. And if either of us had not played a land, and if I had not top-decked the Geddon, I would not have beaten him. So he was, like, pretty annoyed at himself. Because if he had just counted, like, he was just like, oh, I have 2 Angels, I'm winning the race. And then I ended up with, like, a 23-23 Terrivore or something like that to kill him for exactly.
This is in the finals, right?
No, that was in the Swiss, but in the finals...
And this is Joshua Kunshinkis?
No, it was not. Got Josh K. It was against... that was in the Swiss. It was against some other gentleman that I've seen around. Nice guy. And then... so I played against Black-White Control again in the finals, which I don't feel great about, except if they just, like, literally never hit an Angel or a Eternal Dragon, and if I just top-deck enough Geddens, it's fine.
Wait, are you saying that you don't feel great about the matchup?
That is correct. I do not feel great against Black-White Control on Terrageddon builds.
I think that they're so weak to Armageddon that it's generally, like, a buy round, practically.
It depends on if I can preserve the Armageddon. Because, well, while often my experience is that I discard stuff to preserve Geddon in hand, and then they just, like, a couple turns later, they duress me. And then I go, like, wow, I discarded all of my gas. I discarded creatures to protect the Geddon, and then they duress me later, and I don't have a Geddon anymore.
You also aren't playing Sylvan Safekeeper, and Sylvan Safekeeper with Meddling Mage against them lets you name Wrath of God with Meddling Mage, and then they can basically never get through with their point removal. So that's kind of that's a nudge towards Safekeeper, since people are haters.
I will take that into account. I don't think Safety Keeper is very good. I know people disagree with me. One is reasonable, two is not.
But, yeah. All right.
Fight.
So that
fight,
was
fight,
your fight. Yeah, your so final?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was the second monthly I've ever won. So.
Good job.
Yeah. First was with Gregory Noth, and this was the most recent one. It was pretty funny because I came from like being 10th in the Swiss of like a 22-person tournament. And then I start trolling people and asking people if anybody's interested in splitting. And then I go, no splits, kill them all, duress crew. And then I win the thing. So it was very audacious and rude, and I'm a barbarian.
The classic duress crew line that I think that we should make kill them all stickers. What do you guys think about that? Nick's got thoughts. He wants the microphone.
I 100% want to take the Metallica album cover.
Hell
and
yeah.
And just slap duress crew on there.
No, hell yeah.
No splits, kill them all.
Yeah, we could even do that. Yeah, that's I like that. Action. Yeah, nobody can steal that from us. Impulse Crew, talking to you. Keep your filthy hands off of that shit.
Brew Crew down in Brazil.
Yeah, yeah.
We see you.
Now we're gonna play I Spy with My Little Eye in rural Pennsylvania for the next 30 minutes.
Now let's talk about the New Hampshire event. So it's Mike Packer, New England ringer, highly skilled player. You've probably seen him on Replenish.
You probably saw him putting his playmat over our playmat at our last regional.
It's his lucky playmat. I understand why he chose to do that.
You also peer pressured him into playing, which was not very nice of you as a TO.
I should have listened more closely to the needs and desires of my play, of the players. Their wishes are to be respected, and I will ask. I'll give more room for preferences in the future.
I won't. I'm also not TOing.
Okay. So Mike Packer has been promoting an event in New Hampshire. If you're a New Hampshire player, please start considering going to the Fox Run Mall.
Yes, Fox Run Mall. High noon games, something?
Full moon.
Full moon games. That
Nick,
was it, yes.
Nick, you did better than me. I came in 10th out of 19, so dead middle at 2 wins, 2 losses, and a draw. Nick, do you want to?
Shane came in 5th. I don't remember his record. And then I came in 3rd. I went 3-1-1, dropped the game to Goblins, and drew with Stasis in the last round. Had a pretty good day. I ran Naya Elves. Didn't get in once, but I did cast Rare Revelation, which was fun.
Hot.
Yeah, I
guess E-Plague. The card's so sick out of that deck.
Yeah, dude. Like, you hit the first E-Plague, so go ahead, play another one.
Yeah.
Do it.
Exactly. Yeah, that E-Plague is never sticking again.
But had a good day. Play against Black-White Control. Mono Blue Dreadnought, played against Blue Black Dreadnought, and I dropped my game to Red Black Goblins. Running Parish, you know, that's just like insult to injury.
As if they needed it.
I guess it's pretty good against Call of the Herd.
True.
Which is notably pretty good against Goblins. So that's pretty fair.
I just think about their Elves matchup. I'm like, they don't need any help.
Oh, I was like, you really needed that? Like,
yeah.
It does make sense if, like, because my plan, I'm a hard, like, mox Sylvan Library call Terror Lord player, and my plan against Goblins is to just not die until I can start going, just go, like, elephant, and then dick around for a bit, and then stick a Terror Lord.
Yeah, that's my plan, too, except Master Core.
Yeah, so it actually seems pretty reasonable for them to have Parish to beat Elephants and Terror Wars, and then it's like, well, I already have it here, so why don't I just bring it in against Goblins?
Oh,
like, that's plausible.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I love everything about the Black-Red Goblins deck besides the fact that they cannot therapy the top of the library. So when they whiff on the therapy on Oath or Survival or whatever the fuck, and then the opponent top decks it, then they're just like up Schitt's Creek without a paddle.
Yeah, it's funny when you draw the card that they name.
It happened to me twice yesterday in testing against Meatballs.
It's confirmed to be a bug. When they draw the card that you just named off of therapy.
Oh, confirmed IRL
bug.
That is
a confirmed bug.
IRL bug, not a teacher.
Yeah, no, it's worth's fault.
Gotta submit a ticket to the GOD. All right, well, we are at about 19 minutes, which I think is about as far as we wanted to go.
Yeah. So this is my / our vision for this was just to have a little bit of bonus content.
A little pals around, a little chit-chat.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I want to complain for a sec. Let me complain. I want to complain. All right, so...
Complaint department.
Complaint department. This is this is my feature. At the monthly, right, I racked up so much complaint equity
Round one.
Bad beats.
Yeah, bad beats indeed. Top four finish, bad beat story.
God, who would complain about a podcast about bad beats? It's so unlike us. That's so unlike us.
So, round one, I play against Jared Doucette, playing Red Green Zoo. And holy crap, Call of the Herd makes that deck so much harder for land still. Because, I mean, I devote like 2/3 of my sideboard to beating Burn with like Warmth, Cop Red, all that stuff. And those cards just do nothing against Call of the Herd. So he smashed me. Round two, I played against Stasis, which, like, that's a miserable matchup. Somehow, I think I blacked out. And then when I, like, came back to reality, apparently I was signing the slip and I had won 2-0.
He had green in it, though, right? Didn't he have green in it, you said?
He did have green in it, yeah, so which just seemed
wrong.
Stasis
with an asterisk.
Yeah. And round three, I played against Metal Worker Mud combo thing that, like, just tangle wired the shit out of me. But Trent wanted to leave after that, so he homie scooped me.
Oh, he beat you?
Yeah, he did beat me. Round four, I played against my
Duress crew. Cannot hit a top eight without an act of charity.
it's true. It's true. Well,
it's just full collusion at this point.
Oh, it is. It's collusion everywhere.
We've played
everywhere
so many monthlies that it's just like, who fucking
cares?
When
you roll in with a crew that's 10 deep in an event that's 12 people, you know, you can scoop each other all into the top eight. You know, it's just how it works. But round four, I play against Tide Control, which that was the one easy match I played. That deck just, I mean, I have Decree of Justice and he doesn't. And then round five, I draw into the top eight. Top eight, I play against Red Green Oath, which, like, another miserable matchup. Blackout and somehow win again. I have no idea how.
Wow.
Was
it 2-0 or 2-1?
2-1.
Wow.
And then top four, I scooped a Billy.
You didn't scoop to me, I beat you.
He scooped to your Armageddons.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Brad, do you hear a baby crying somewhere? Because I swore I just heard one.
The car is starting to smell like piss, so, yeah. I think we got a baby on board.
Yeah, for real.
Well, in case anybody was wondering how to beat the worst deck in the format, there you go.
Yes!
If anybody needs to punch down more on Landstill,
yeah,
you got your hot tech from Hardcast. You heard it here. And that's it. Put a bow tie on it. Call it a wrap. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Deuces.